6.5 minutes past 11 o'clock on a Thursday, and in the studio with me, the team from Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon and Valencia, with another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week tasting today. A very interesting Sauvignon Blanc, keeping up the tradition of the Sauvignon Blancs before we segue into the Reds with winter rapidly approaching. And today, welcome to you folks. Lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks, Dave.
What can we deduce from the Speer Seawood Sauvignon Blanc?
Well, Dave, a lot of people know the normal Speer wine farm and the Speer range. So this is a little bit of a step up from your normal Speer Sauvignon Blanc. Wines are grown on the West Coast, very close to the Atlantic Ocean. So you get that nice cool breezes coming in off the sea. And as you know, in sea breezes, they bring in that little bit of mist in the air, that where you get that little bit of salinity, a little bit of salt that will fall on the vines down into the soil. And obviously then, well, the making of the wine, you're going to taste slight bit of salinity when we taste this wine just now. But brilliant Sauvignon Blanc. It's the 2024 that we're going to taste. So it's a year old. It's in the bottle for over a year. So it'll be well settled. It's going to be nice layers of tropical and fruit inside with that little bit of salinity coming through. Anthony, the winemaker, has, you know, when especially with Sauvignon Blanc, it's unwooded, so it's nice, clean, crisp. So it's, when it's harvested now, it goes straight into stainless steel tanks. It's left there for a couple of months, resting on its lees. It just gives that little bit of clarity, that little bit more, more balance to the wine. So when you look at it, it's nice, clear, a little bit of a pink golden colour to it. But that yeast contact just makes all the difference when it comes through on the palate. It just gives it that little bit more texture, that more saviness on your palate.
Well, they talk about, as you've identified correctly, the nose, which is the aroma that one detects first, the fresh green fig, and then black currant and ripe tropical fruit with hints of citrus, which is kind of typical Sauvignon Blanc.
Typical of a Sauvignon Blanc, yes.
As one would expect, having listened closely to the master, the sea salt twist that lingers on the palate. So why don't we do exactly that and take a deep inhale, and there is that wonderful blend of tropical fruit
and a lime
black
color.
Currant.
Mm. It's got a lime color.
It's got that little lime color, very pale lime color to it. But you'd also get that fig. And I think if you've ever gone into a supermarket, a lot of fruits are very descriptive of flavors that you pick up in white wines, Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, Chenin, and in reds as well. So it's nice to go if you go and, I don't mean go around now and sniff all the fruits in the supermarket now to see which is what. But it's, if you've tasted those fruits and you've eaten them, you'll know what's in the glass. You'll know what that bouquet, that nose that you're picking up on the wine.
It's quite a fascinating, almost metaphysical connection, because clearly there is no fruit other than grape in the glass.
In the glass, yes.
And yet the flavors are completely
different to what you'd expect by eating a grape. You wouldn't, if you eat a normal grape or even a wine grape, it can be a bit sour. You don't expect that all these flavors are going to come out from glass.
Is it a chemical release? Is that what it is? It's the winemaker's skill dependent on.
I think it's the skill.
A little magic as well.
The skill, what? The soil.
Because some unscrupulous fellows have been caught adding essence to various bottles, which is not great.
No, if they're caught, I don't think they'll ever be allowed to practice winemaking again. I know that happened many years ago, where a couple of certain farm that I did, and I I loved the Sauvignon Blanc. I thought it was delicious. It was absolutely stunning. And it was later found out that they were using apple essence.
Well, there you
to
go.
To enhance the fruits, the flavour of the wine. And fortunately, they were caught, and that was the end.
Yeah, so the idea is that what you're getting in the bottle is what has been produced magically by the skills of skillful blending, skillful growing, harvesting. And this is the Spears Seawood Sauvignon Blanc 2024, which is extraordinarily... well, I just say it's beautifully chilled, exactly the way it should be, and it comes with that full complexity of the fruits, and yet that little saline twist that lingers on the palate.
Right at the end, Dave, and it still sits there after you've tasted.
But it's not.
Which is... It differentiates it from some of the Sauvignons
that we've tasted,
and charmingly so as well. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. It is best served with if you're going to pair it. The winemaker suggests a pairing of seafood, salad, or even a good roast chicken dinner would do marvelously well in the company of the Spears Seawood Sauvignon Blanc 2024. So there it is, yet another delight from Tops at Lifestyle, and I suggest that if you would like to do what we're doing right now, in other words, taste the wine,
you're more than welcome.
There is an opportunity presenting itself on the morrow. It's a holiday.
Friday.
Are you going to still be operational?
Yeah, Dave, we'll still open normal hours tomorrow, 8 to 7, and we'll be doing our tasting on the wine from 2 to 4, and on Saturday again from 12 to 2. So you've got 2 days.
Everything is normal.
To make up your mind. So you can taste it on a Friday to see what you think. Or come again on Saturday, taste it again to make sure you're 100% sure.
See, all those people from Simbiti come
like
twice.
I'm not saying anything there.
You just have my dad very loud and clear. Well, that was a lovely end to our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Eamon and Valencia will be back in a week's time for yet another. And this will be up as a podcast so that you can listen again. It'll also be on our digital newsletter. If you haven't subscribed, please do. It comes every fortnight into your inbox, carrying all sorts of wonderful information, including top recommendations for wine of the week. Thanks again, folks, and we'll catch up in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave.
The music continues.